Many people don't know is how important sharks are in the role of oceanic ecosystems and terrestrial life on Earth. A billion years ago, the planet was really hot, and there wasn't much oxygen in the atmosphere and no life on land. And phytoplankton in the ocean evolved and started sequestering carbon dioxide and emitting oxygen. And that, you know, cooled the planet and allowed life to evolve and walk out onto land because there was oxygen there now. Now, plants sit in the oceanic food chain below sharks. Sharks have been in the oceans for 400 million years, shaping the oceans as top predators. And plankton sitting below sharks in the food chain have a direct relationship with each other. So the removal of sharks could cause, you know, the populations of fish below them to explode in numbers, consuming the plankton that we depend on for survival. Because right now, 70% of our oxygen comes from the oceans. And the oceans are the biggest consumer of carbon dioxide, or the global warming gas that we have on the planet. So, you know, we need to think about sharks and life in the oceans when we're considering all of these other global catastrophes.
And it's amazing to me, actually, that that's such a major factor of our air and everything that's not talked about at all.
Yeah, I know. It seems crazy. And that's one of the things that we're really excited about now is that things have been glossed over so much in the global warming debate. No one even mentions the oceans.
At all, no.
Yeah, yet it's life in the oceans. Life in the oceans that we're destroying every day in an unprecedented way. That we depend on for survival, and that has a greater influence on the global warming issue than any cars ever could. When we set out to make the movie, it was supposed to be a pretty movie about sharks. It was supposed to give people a new impression of them. And then, you know, the boat that I was on collided with a fishing boat, and we ended up getting charged with 7 counts of attempted murder for the 7 fishermen, filming ourselves to try to keep ourselves out of prison, realizing that the Taiwanese mafia was behind it. And then as soon as we exposed corruption between the mafia and the government, we had to run from Costa Rica while they were firing machine guns at us.
So did anything happen with that situation? Is that still happening? Still busy as can be? Your exposure of them didn't make any difference?
Well, the exposure did make quite a bit of difference, actually. It resulted in, you know, public riots and, you know, lawsuits in Costa Rica where the government's getting sued, that kind of thing. And, you know, at least it provided shark water with a really crazy story.
How interesting, gosh. Okay, you got involved with Paul Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Let's tell me about that wonderful dude.
Yeah, to make a movie about sharks on zero budget, I needed to get to the most shark-rich waters in the world. And Paul Watson was launching a campaign to the Galapagos, Ecuador, and Cocos, Costa Rica, the two areas that I've been working on for the last 2 years trying to conserve sharks. So we teamed up together, basically, to shoot this section of the movie.
And, exciting section of the movie.
Yeah.
Rest of the beautiful sections of the movie.
Yeah. And Paul's been, you know, he's one of the original founders of Greenpeace. He's been at war against poaching for 30 years.
Thank goodness.
He has an organization called Sea Shepherd Conservation Society. And their mandate is to enforce international laws on the high seas when no one else will. And so, you know, he's sunk in a whole Norwegian whaling fleet. He's rammed, you know, dozens of boats. He's basically like the true life Rambo of the environmental movement.
It seems like that in the movie, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, what a great dude. And he's still very busy. Is he busy in the shark thing now that you got this rolling?
Yeah. He's quite busy in sharks, protecting them in the Galapagos and in Costa Rica. His biggest thing is whales. So he's mostly working on whales in Antarctica and the sealing issues in Canada.
Okay, the places you went to film.
Yeah, we filmed shark water in 15 countries over, you know, 4.5 years.
Yeah.
It was a long journey.
I would think so.
Absolutely. We filmed...
Did you fly to different places then?
Yeah, sometimes we took boats. Most of the time we flew. The bulk of the story of corruption and espionage and attempted murder charges and hospitalizations, takes place through Costa Rica and Ecuador. But, you know, we filmed through Tonga, through Asia and Africa and South and Central America. And
are the seas very different? I mean,
they are
going
totally
around,
different.
I would think, yeah.
Yeah, in a Caribbean sea, there's 500 different species living on a coral reef. But a coral reef in Papua New Guinea or Peninsular Malaysia or Borneo has 3,000 species on it.
Whoa.
And, you know, the water's all different colors and different places and different currents, different temperatures, and each of those places harbor different life. So the Galapagos is one of the most unique marine systems on the planet. You can be underwater on one dive seeing 200 hammerhead sharks on all sides of you, and then you see
incredible.
A whale shark, and then you see this wall of green water come at you in a world that was previously blue. The green water hits you, and all of a sudden you're hanging out with penguins and marine iguanas. And it's just such a wild world.
Oh, yeah.